Welcome to another episode of How Did So-Called Progressive Politics Become So Regressive? The podcast that says it's okay to believe in free speech and democracy, and it's also okay to disagree with leftist populist ideologies. Today we're going to talk about tolerance. What does it really mean? Why are the most vocal supporters of so-called tolerance of diversity so strongly opposed to tolerating diversity of opinion? Why are the champions of tolerance targeting and persecuting anyone who disagrees with them? So the real battleground for political control has always been a battle for the belief of the people. If you can get people to believe, they will sacrifice anything, do anything. So gaining the belief of the population is the ultimate battle for political control. Of course, if your goal is a peaceful and tolerant society, then you must fight against those who attempt to gain control, because a culture of tolerance can only survive in a culture that promotes individual freedom, the opposite of power and control. Democracy depends on people being allowed autonomy in their beliefs and the right to express these views without fear of persecution. So it's ironic that the very political movement that talks most about tolerating diversity has no tolerance for diversity of opinion, and we have moved back into a McCarthy-style era that attempts to silence and persecute anyone who disagrees with these incredibly tolerant characters. So you can see my skepticism about how much woke ideology is really about the promotion of tolerance. So let's start in an easy place. The Oxford definition of tolerance, which is the ability or willingness to tolerate the existence of opinions or behavior that we dislike or disagree with. So tolerance is actually the ability to endure things that we find offensive. Isn't that interesting? You can already see that this is exactly the opposite of what is currently being promoted, which is, if you disagree with me, you're against me, you're my enemy. If you state a contrary point of view, you are being offensive. Ironically, no tolerance is required to tolerate like-minded people. There's no tolerance because we all agree. The actual definition of tolerance is tolerance of different beliefs and approaches. This becomes an impossible equation if we call disagreement offensive. If we have a strongly held belief, we feel emotionally invested, there is a risk that when someone disagrees with us, we may feel offended. So democracy is quite literally a system that promotes people being allowed to offend each other with contrary points of view. Contrary to popular belief, tolerance does not require us to affirm other people or affirm their beliefs, only that we tolerate them without promoting discrimination. The assertion that people who believe in biological gender are delegitimizing those who believe that gender is a social construct is not valid, because disagreement in approach does not delegitimize or dehumanize other people. You could also argue that those who believe their gender is a social construct delegitimize those who experience gender as a powerfully biological experience. Democracy promotes tolerance of different philosophies and approaches. As long as there is no discrimination by either group, then both the biologicals and the social constructionists can coexist peacefully in the same society. We don't generally accept the notion that disagreeing with a person's beliefs and subjective sense of self constitutes discrimination. Many people identify as good-looking, charming, intelligent, and righteous. It's affirming to them if we agree, but we are not obliged to do so to be called tolerant. People have a right to find me unattractive, even if I identify as good-looking. Outside every courtroom is a convicted murderer claiming to be a good person. Everyone identifies as a good person. It's not discriminatory to disagree. Let's apply this philosophical construct to religion, the notion that tolerance is about believing the same thing. If someone doesn't believe in the absolute reality of God, then they must believe that religion is a social construct. In other words, it's a creation of humans, not a divine being. Now, most religions believe in binary gender. So which social construct do we tolerate? The one that believes in non-binary gender? Or should we ban religion for believing in binary gender? Or do we accept both constructs, binary and non-binary, just like we tolerate other differences in religious belief and philosophy? Religious identity is very much tied up with the idea of a spiritual soul and belief in the absolute reality of God. So does a religious person have the right to call an atheist intolerant because they are not willing to affirm the beliefs and identity of the religious person? Is the atheist delegitimizing them or degrading their humanity? We don't think like this because tolerance doesn't require agreement. It doesn't require us to accept other people's views. It doesn't require affirmation or legitimization of any social or religious construct. Ironically, other than the tolerance of the right of an individual to their own beliefs. So tolerance is all about tolerating others' beliefs. If I care about you, treat you with kindness and respect, and defend your right to believe in your subjective beliefs without interfering or promoting any discrimination against you, then I am a tolerant person. You have a right to your beliefs and I have a right to mine. Many religious people believe in absolute reality, which supersedes human feelings and subjective agendas. So they generally will favor the biological reality model. Some who don't believe in religion might believe that in the absence of any higher life form, then human experience is the pinnacle of existence and therefore favor the social construct model. In other words, that human feelings are actually the most important consideration because human experience is the highest experience in the universe. This becomes an issue of religious tolerance, and the principle of tolerance must go both ways. There is a propaganda ploy that if we disagree with the beliefs of a marginalized minority that has suffered, then that means that we are being intolerant or callous about their suffering. You obviously don't care that they have a high suicide rate. This is not a reasonable or logical position, because suffering does not give minorities the right to claim a monopoly on truth and adopt a totalitarian approach. And it's not applied to all minorities equally. Jewish people have suffered terrible discrimination, dispossession, and murder throughout history, culminating in the genocide of 6 million innocents. But that does not allow them to ban people debating the rights and wrongs of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, even if they regard their connection with Israel as part of their religious identity. So while we may wish to protect minorities from discrimination and treat their sensitivities with care, they are still equal participants in democracy and cannot demand censorship of those who have different views to them. So tolerance isn't affirming someone's beliefs. It's not endorsing their feelings. It's not agreeing with them or even making them feel good about themselves. It's about tolerating people who have different beliefs to our own. But remember, tolerance has to go both ways. It's not just about people who have so-called progressive beliefs, but also tolerating people who are religious or conservative. Make no mistake, woke is a religion, not a social justice movement. Its focus is control of belief. Its followers blindly and religiously adhere to its philosophies. This is the reason that the movement is so aggressive about censoring inconvenient facts and realities, because this is a religion, a belief, and that's why its followers cannot tolerate contradiction or opposition. Like many fundamentalists before them, they are uninterested in science, history, evidence, and reasonable discussion. Woke ideology is about targeting and censoring people for having different beliefs, the opposite of the definition of tolerance. The problem is that historical battles over belief never go well for humans because the human spirit is quite stubborn. Religious wars often stretch for hundreds of years with no winners, but much suffering, persecution, and bloodshed. Nobody can create tolerance by enforcing beliefs. So we need to fight back against this terrible ideology that promotes censorship and enforced religious conversion with the threat of ostracization and persecution. This is not tolerance, but an attempt to drag Western democracy back into the dark ages. These are the politics of societal regression. We must not allow them to succeed. There is an antidote, the promotion of freedom of speech and true tolerance, allowing other people the right to publicly hold different beliefs and ideologies without interfering with them. Bringing people together through dialogue and engagement, not promoting anger and division. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to follow me and share it with your friends. And join me for the next episode of How Did So-Called Progressive Politics Become So Regressive? Please note that the views and opinions on this show are my own and do not reflect those of my colleagues or employers.